folks. Let's lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline, the women's basketball team finishing the regular season here in Eugene. He is the voice of the program. Follow on Twitter. Use the handle at Terry Johns. TJ, I know it's a busy time. We appreciate you spending some with us. How you doing?
Hey, always have time for you, buddy.
I appreciate that. You know, so many questions for the outgoing players. You've been there for every hoop, assist, rebound, steal. It's an historic run, and people keep talking about the emotions of the players. I would imagine personally for you that there's going to be a lot of feelings and emotion this weekend as well.
Oh, there always is. Senior day is always tough for me. I'm kind of glad that they do it on the public address announcer. It used to be Roger Terrell when they did it before the game. Now they do it right after, and Kelly grabs the wireless mic, and I can just kind of sit over there and cry because I don't have to talk. So I let Kelly just talk, and we just take his feed from the PA, and I could sit over there and ball away. I always tell the players, you know, don't look at me. I'm going to be over there crying. And just, you know, they're such terrific young women and just great people. And it just goes by so quickly. And then they're gone, and it's so good to see them sometimes when we're on the road to see some previous players, some past players, and see how their lives are turning out. And in fact, I just saw Ariel Thomas down at Stanford after the game and got a chance to spend about 10 minutes with her and catch up with her. And it's just, you know, like I said, forget they're terrific basketball players. They're just terrific people. And you kind of feel like they're a little bit of your own, and they're heading out into the world after this.
Yeah, there's no question about it. You know, I want to go back to Monday. We know Sabrina Ionescu was at the Bryant Memorial, and you see speeches from Michael Jordan, the Laker GM, Rob Pelinka, Shaq, and then as eloquent as Sabrina was, I don't know if it's her, the player, her character, but TJ, is it sometimes easy to forget, because of how she conducts herself, that she's just a 22-year-old student-athlete, and she just handles herself in this incredible manner?
Absolutely. I am total agreement. And she's a little bit, she'll admit and say, you know, she's pretty much an introvert. But how she has realized in her position that it's part of the deal. You know, and I think probably that was part of the relationship with Kobe. I'm sure they talked about that as well, and with Steph and her relationship, that, you know, being great, people are going to want to have a piece of you, and there's the right way to handle it. And I think she has learned that. And I've been on road trips where we're at an airport, we're waiting to catch a plane, and I can hear some people, that's Sabrina Ionescu, that's Sabrina. You know, and they'll go over and ask for a picture, ask for an autograph, and she's always so gracious. She might be sitting there in the middle of doing some studies, you know, some midterm report or something, and while we're sitting waiting in the airport, the life of a student athlete. But she's always gracious and gets up, and I've never seen a picture with a fan where she has a fake smile. And I don't know how she does it, quite honestly. I don't think I could do it at my age. I would be telling people, no, leave me alone. But she's always just, no. 22 years old, and just she gets it. She just totally gets it. Just one of the nicest people you'll ever meet, a humble superstar. As you know, Bev Smith, our buddy Bev Smith, was the same way.
You know, kind of the follow-up to that is then she's got to travel to Maples. She's under the weather, and not only does she help trigger a huge win, but in true fashion, Terry, I mean, she decides, you know, all those other clubs are fine, but she's going to form her own with the points, assists, and rebounds. I've come up with a phrase, and it's like, is that like the most Sabrina thing ever of her?
No, it is. I mean, I can't see anybody getting there. I don't know, somebody, I can't remember, was on Twitter, put out an article and said, here's the long list of people who are close to her, and it says nobody. That's it. I can't remember who it was, but that was hilarious, because I think that's probably the truth. She's just incredible, and the way she does it, Steve, as you've seen, it's just the way she plays. There's nothing special. She's not trying to get a triple-double. She's just playing, making her team better. You know, if the team needs her to score 30, she can. she probably could average 30 in her career if that was what she wanted to do. Now they wouldn't be as good of a team, and she knows that. She's just willing to do whatever it takes to win. That's the only stat she cares about, is that W, and obviously she's pretty good at it.
We're talking Duck Hoops with Terry Johns. You know, obviously, your incredible familiarity with the women's game. And sometimes when you're in the middle of it, you need to take a breath. I find out, I find this works. And as a rule, no college team beats Team USA. Nobody goes to Gimple Pavilion and kind of kicks UConn's rear end. No Pac-12 team sweeps Stanford, yet they've already done that this season, and it's not even March yet. I mean, it's just remarkable.
Yeah, I'm just talking with Coach Graves here at Shootaround. I just got back from that, and we were talking about, you know, the 8 out of 10 on the road. How many teams would be able to handle that, and with the competition that they had to play, and 8 of them on the road, and they go undefeated through that, and now in a 14-game winning streak, to be honest with you, I wasn't sure they were going to be able to do that, but they rose to the occasion. That Arizona State loss was definitely lesson learned, and I think they realized how hard they have to play every game, and they still have some lulls. I think every team does, every player does, but they're human, so it happens, but for the most part, they rise to the occasion, and whatever the is needed, they seem to be able to do it. And it's remarkable to watch. What we've witnessed, this is history in Oregon women's basketball, and it's fun to watch.
No, it's been joyful. And I'll be honest, until last year, I didn't realize you could leave college early for the WNBA until it surfaced with Sabrina. And, you know, this year the tournament ends the 5th. The draft is April 17th. So what did you think about Satu Sabali declaring for the draft before senior weekend and just, you know, I guess to kind of get it out of the way?
Yeah, I talked to Satu on the road trip, and I said, now you can relax. She just kind of took a deep breath and said, exactly. So I think that kind of just tells you she just wanted to get it over with, make a decision. You know, I don't think you want to go into the postseason when as much media as there is anyway with this team. They are rock stars wherever they go, especially with Sabrina. That she didn't want to have to deal with that. And I think that was a wise choice. And she didn't want to take anything away from Ruthie and Stab and Mignon more with their senior day, and she wanted to participate in it, and good on her. I mean, her situation is different with her family. I mean, her family can use another revenue stream, no matter what it is, and Satu wants to help with her family, and, you know, she's ready, Steve. She's ready to play at that level. I think, that, as you mentioned, the Team USA game of that victory, and Skylar Diggins made a comment later that she's probably the most ready in college to join the WNBA that there is, and that would, you know, including Sabrina, that's her game. I mean, a 6'4 athlete like her, there's not many at any level that can defend her.
No, she's got a silly skill set. A couple of players I wanted to hit on. I know the bar for freshmen kind of reset with Sabrina, even Ruthie, but the top freshman this year, Jazz Shelley, I don't know if it's the fact she played in a pro league in Australia or her demeanor, but TJ, she always just seems unfazed. Safe to put her in the wise behind her years category?
Yeah, I would agree with you. By the way, talking to Ariel Thomas after Stanford, just a little side note, they played against each other in that pro league down in Australia for 2 years, yeah. So they knew each other. That was kind of interesting. I didn't know that until Ariel had told me. But you're right about Jazz. I think playing in the pro league, you're playing against women, you know, who are in their late 20s, maybe even in their early 30s. And, you know, they've learned all the tricks of the trade by then. So you've seen it all. And, you know, and that league down there is pretty good, pretty good pro league down in Australia. So, yeah, she is. She has just been surprising how unfazed that she is by any situation. I mean, like going in and starting against Riverside, her only start, and she hits 10-3. You're just like, who does that? She does.
Couple final thoughts for the voice of the Ducks, Terry Johns. with the departure of the big three and, of course, Mignon Moore, they're going to need somebody to step into that leadership role. I know Aaron Boley will be a senior. I'm thinking Taylor Chavez, who's got that tenacity. She will have had two great years in the book. You think that's her makeup to kind of maybe step into that leadership role next year?
No, I agree with you. I think very much so. And in fact, you've probably heard Coach Graves talk about the story when she and Sabrina went at each other in club ball, where Taylor was just coming out of her freshman year of high school, Sabrina after her junior year, and they each went for 30-something on each other. And I think that's when Coach decided, I got to have this Taylor Chavez on my roster, but that he did not back down. So, yeah, I think leadership on the floor, and I think Taylor has that inside of her to maybe say something that needs to be done to maybe her teammates. I think you're going to see Sedona Prince next year kind of take on that role as well. I think she's one that can be one of those. But it's going to be interesting with the big three leaving and then with Mignon on what's going to happen. And it's kind of appropriate that maybe Satu is leaving with them, and it's going to be a changing of the guard. And then Aaron Boley, I mean, she's terrific, but I don't think Aaron's really a vocal leader necessarily. But, you never know when you see these kids as they kind of grow into young adults. And, Justin Herbert, as we see the NFL Combine going on and watch his progress. And you never know who evolves into a leader, and sometimes you're surprised the ones that do.
And who knows, it might be one of the five McDonald's All-Americans coming here as well. And lastly, I mean, you're around the staff, the team, at practice, on the road. Like you said, you got these personal relationships. We know how emotional this weekend is going to be. But, man, of all the teams I've been close to my 30 years here, when people say, will there be a distraction? I was like, I got to be honest. I think this team, with their eye of the tiger, not only will they not get distracted, they'll embrace all this. Because, TJ, have you ever seen a team just like, when the spotlight's on, they just respond?
Yeah, absolutely, Steve. I was kind of wondering when we were heading back to Storrs, Connecticut, I thought, how are they going to handle seeing, 11 national championship banners up there? You're in the mecca of college women's basketball, sold-out arena. How are they going to handle it? Well, they answered that question pretty well with an 18-point win. So I think you're right. I think this team, going back to when Ruthie and Sabrina were freshmen and they made it all the way to the Elite Eight and back in Connecticut, and UConn showed them at that point, hey, you're just freshmen. You're not quite ready for this stage. And they just kind of gradually then the next year losing to Notre Dame in the Elite Eight, and then the Final Four a year ago. They've just kind of seen it all. And nothing, I think you're right, what you said, nothing fazes them. And I don't think you're going to be fazed by this weekend or the postseason coming up.
Yeah, I think if I was going to come up with a T-shirt or a motto for this group, I'd be, where others get intimidated, we get inspired. So
I love it.
It's just, this is a special group. TJ, I know a lot's going on. Always appreciate your time. He's Terry Johns. He'll be on the call this evening as Oregon looks to ice the outright Pac-12 title. Terry, appreciate your time, my friend. We'll talk soon.
Anytime, Steve. Thanks.